From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. In a broad foreign policy speech today at a Washington, D.C.-based think tank, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri called for the U.S. to reshape its military strategy in the Pacific region, particularly as China tries to exert more power over Hong Kong and Taiwan. He said the U.S. must strengthen partnerships with India, Japan, the Philippines, and South Korea, both economically and militarily.
And it needs to be clear to Beijing that if they're going to attempt to strike at Taiwan, they will be resisted by the United States and by a network of allies and partners.
In recent months, the Republican senator has emerged as one of the country's more vocal critics of China's crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Hawley delivered his remarks at the Center for a New American Security, a bipartisan think tank that studies national security and defense. A 52-year-old Kansas City woman has been sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison without parole for embezzlement. Kathleen Frederico was an accountant at St. Luke's Foundation when she embezzled the money. During her sentencing today, Frederico was ordered to pay more than $540,000 in restitution. Frederico admitted she engaged in two related embezzlement schemes during the 14 years she worked for the foundation. Prosecutors say an auditor found she embezzled $1.2 million, but bank records from the earliest years were not available, leaving evidence that she took at least $540,000 from the foundation. Another school district is suing leading e-cigarette maker Juul, claiming that its devices create an enormous distraction for students. The Springfield News Leader reports that the Ava R1 School District in southwest Missouri filed an 80-page lawsuit on October 31st in federal court. The suit claims that the company marketed its products to teenagers and got a new generation of young people addicted to nicotine. Ava Superintendent Jason Dial says the district has rolled out a comprehensive prevention plan to stem the rise in e-cigarettes among students. The city of Moberly will need to decide whether or not to spend between $650,000 and $900,000 to renovate or rebuild its fire stations. A study of the fire stations conducted by Williams Cole and Freshnock Architects highlighted a series of health and safety issues, including a lack of adequate ventilation and sprinkler system. Rick Cole says these kinds of issues aren't unusual with buildings built in the 1970s. Moberly City Council members met with Cole and his firm last Wednesday to discuss these problems and potential budgeting options to pay for renovations. The council's next step will be to review and start putting together a plan before the next fiscal year. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.